joins the Real Estate Podcast California, the Folsom area. I'm your host, Frank Gray, with my co-host, Sam Mateer. What's going on, Sam? How you doing, bro?
Doing fantastic, I think. Thank you, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. So just so you guys know, this is being recorded and published right around the Christmas time, 2023. Today happens to be the 19th of December. You'll probably be hearing this in a few days or a few days later. So close to Christmas time. So with that in mind, Sam, are you ready to roll for the big day? You got everything squared away?
You know what? I am already ready. We actually did our family Christmas yesterday.
No way.
So, yeah. So we're all done with the family stuff with my wife's side. She's got a big family. And then we do my parents on Christmas Eve, and presents are already bought. I mean, everything's
you're
done.
Good to go.
We're set. This is the first year ever, actually. I think that we're just on cruise control now.
That's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. I wish I could say the same, Sam, but I can't. So, but we're close. We're very, very close. So in fact, I was out running around today. Anyway, let's get to the topic today. Today, I wanted to talk about first-time homebuyers, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of times, first-time homebuyers will typically fall into the government loan category, right, Sam? Yeah. The FHA, VA, government loan category. A lot of times, that's the case. And I just kind of wanted to talk about the fact that if you are a first-time homebuyer or considering getting into the home buying game there and want to get things looked at, don't forget that FHA loans not only do single family homes, but they do two units, duplexes, three units, triplexes, or four units, fourplexes.
Yep.
All the while still with only 3.5% down.
Yeah.
Interesting, yeah. Isn't it?
It's pretty exciting, actually. I was just talking to one of my coaching clients about this because they were talking about helping first-time homebuyers. Now it's so hard. And he's like, well, just getting into a house, you know, they got to get their three-bedroom, two-bath. They got this perfect house. And, you know, a lot of his people are young. And he's like, and they don't know what to do. How do they offset that cost? And I was like, well, have you ever talked to him about buying a duplex? It's like, well, I didn't know they could. Like, exactly.
Yeah.
No one knows. No one realizes that you could take, like you said, a 3.5% down loan. You can go buy a duplex or a quadplex.
Right. Yeah.
And rent out the units and not even have a mortgage.
Right. Yes, you can, or greatly offset it.
Yeah.
Right. Greatly offset it. You know, I sometimes when I talk about this particular subject, I like to bring up the story. This was about 25 years ago. I was helping a first time home buyer, and he was a young kid, Sam. He's probably 28, you know, something like that, 29. But it was his first time buying a house, but he was pretty savvy. And he was like, you know, I want to own real estate, you know, as the thing. You know, I want that to be a thing for me, because I think his parents had property, right? He wanted to kind of follow suit. And so I was like, yeah, okay, cool. You know, yeah, buying a house, good way to start. We'll start there. He goes, no, I want to buy either two or three units, you know, something like that. And I was like, oh, okay. So the realtor he was working with got savvy to that, and we got them all pre-approved, 3.5% down FHA, and he bought a triplex, his first home. It was a Vallejo property, and it was a triplex in Vallejo, and that was his first home, man. And today, 25 years later, I'm still in touch with the guy. I think he owns like 12 or 13 properties. Many of them are multifamilies, right? Because he would live in it for a year or two, and then, you know, he would refinance it to a conventional loan, you know, sit on it for a little while, and then go ahead and buy another multifamily home using an FHA loan again. And yep. You know, rinse, wash, repeat is what he basically did. And he built up a wonderful portfolio. I think like three of them are paid off free and clear. Yeah. And so it's an interesting thing to consider that as a first-time home buyer doing a multifamily unit instead of a single family. What do you think some of the pros and cons are for this, though?
Well, some cons is if you're buying a duplex or a triplex or a quadplex, you're usually sharing walls with someone.
Yeah.
And I would say that's the biggest complaint that I hear. Other cons is you would probably need to be a landlord, and that's something where you would need to be or take the time to look up what it takes to be a landlord. If you have a good agent representing you, they should be able to help you with that process a little bit and what it looks like, and get you in contact with people that can help. But I think what happens is people get really scared of those things because it sounds big, right? Ooh, what does it take to be a landlord? And the more and more time I spend, the more and more landlords I meet that they have nothing. They just started with nothing, no idea. And they started, and like you said, they take off and they create this massive amount of wealth that they didn't even realize was possible And that most people don't realize is really not that hard to accomplish. But the stories they're told as they're growing up is you go rent an apartment, and when you've saved up enough money, then you put down a down payment on a house. And that's the only way to get a house.
Right.
And they don't get told, hey, you can offset what you're paying in rent. You know, most people right now in our area are paying a minimum of $1,800 a month for a one bedroom, one bathroom.
Sure, apartment. For a small place. Yeah.
Yeah, for a tiny little place. And if you're renting a house, you're paying $2,500 plus.
Yeah.
Or $3,500 plus.
Yeah.
You go buy a duplex right now and you can rent out half of it for what you're paying in rent and
off
your mortgage to where you're paying less owning a house.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big pro is you are now building wealth as opposed to just buying a house.
Right.
And you have to share a wall for a little bit. But what's great is, like you said, a couple of years later, you do it again.
Right.
A couple of years after that, you probably have enough to go buy a single family house. But then you also have four doors of residential income.
Right.
That is appreciating over time.
Yeah.
Where there's people paying down your equity, where you have tax write-offs that don't exist anywhere other than real estate.
Right.
About that you can get into. I have like you're talking about, the guy was young. I have a 21 year old that we're working with right now that's working on getting a duplex.
Yeah.
And that kid's gonna be miles ahead. Shouldn't say kid, he's an adult. But he's gonna be miles ahead of even me, where I'm at, in my late 30s.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the story. That's the thing. It's something to consider. You know, it's something to consider. I think it's something to consider if, ironically, you know, if affordability is a concern, right, it's something to consider, because like you said, you've got that potential rental income that's going to greatly offset that house payment. And, you know, like duplexes these days, I'm just putting you on the spot. I don't know, you know, off the top of your head, maybe, but you kind of probably do. Like in the Sacramento area, like what can you get a duplex for, or a triplex? Like what do they go for?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
It depends on the area.
Yeah.
You're going to see the, make sure I'm not using proper terminology.
Yeah.
You'll see in, let's say in C areas, duplexes are going to start between 450 and 550. And you go up to B areas, you're going to run up to about 750. And you go to the A areas, it's going to be hard to find duplexes. When you do find them, they're probably right around a mil.
Okay.
That usually is generated, those pricing are generated off what your functionally the cap rate is going to be.
Yeah.
Really what the rental income to not get too in depth with that, what the rental income will look like from those properties.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, and then the FHA loan amounts have just gone up, right, for 2024. Just to give everybody an idea, in that Sacramento County area, you know, a single family home for FHA, the loan amount, max loan amount, $763,600. So that's even really good.
That's what I mean, great.
For a single, it's incredible. Only 3.5% down. A duplex, you can go as high as $977,550. So almost a million bucks. If you find a triplex, $1.18650, so almost 2 million. Almost 1.2. And then for a fourplex, $1.468500. So, you know, staggering loan amounts that you can get. This is with 3.5% down. Now, of course, you've still got to qualify for it. But the neat thing is with FHA and doing duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes, is they take into consideration what you can get for rents on those units. Even if they're not rented out, they still come up with a figure that you can get for those things that help you in your qualifying.
Yeah.
So that's another pro, is you're, even if it's not currently rented out, right, the other unit or units, right, they're still going to count some income on toward those things, toward your debt to income ratio. So it is going to help you qualify. So interesting stuff. And it was interesting, you said that you're seeing, you know, duplexes in your area from the fours into the sevens and eights.
Now,
so who's to say, who's to say you can't find something for $600,000-$700,000, you know?
Six or seven is very, very easy. We could find something in the greater Sacramento region between $600,000 and $700,000 as a duplex pretty easily. And it'll be in pretty decent shape and you'll get pretty good income off of it.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, like you said, people don't think about it. Oh, hey, I could go spend $800,000 FHA, 3.5% down, and buy a triplex. And then I'm renting out each side for $2,500 a month. So I'm offsetting $5,000 in costs on this property that I'm now having someone else pay $5,000 into, and I'm only paying $1,800
in
my unit. That's better than the rental property I was living in beforehand.
Right.
And it's amazing. And then when you're ready, you rent that out and you're already positive.
Right. Now you're positive. Yeah. Especially if rates come down. Like, so don't forget, for FHA loans, they have, when it comes to refinancing, if you're just lowering the rate, they have what are called streamlined refinances. And so, for example, today, I'm not quoting a rate here. I'm just saying for today, let's say the rates were 6.5%. Let's just say that.
Right.
A year from now, things go great. The market's kicking butt and rates go to 5%, right? 5%. For you to get that 5% mortgage on a refinance through FHA, it's just a little bit of paperwork. You don't have to qualify. There's no qualifying for it. There's no appraisals. There's none of that. So you just basically fill out some paperwork, you send it in, and you get a lower rate. It's really, really easy on the streamlined refinance program. So pretty good stuff. So I just, based on what I'm hearing, I'd say you're a fan of it.
Oh, I'm a huge fan. I follow a lot of investing stuff. The Burr method is my favorite method. So I would recommend buying a duplex you can live in and fix up, and then rent it out and refinance it and repeat the process.
Yeah,
real estate is probably the number one way to build wealth. Of all the millionaires that are out there, almost every single one of them has gotten that way. That's self-made, not handed down through real estate.
Yeah.
And most people don't realize that that is an easily accomplishable goal of becoming a millionaire through real estate. And they don't realize how accessible it is. They don't know that you can start it as a first-time home buyer.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Well, let's go ahead and get on out of here. I think we've got people's heads spinning here and got them thinking, we ought to consider that, you know.
Yeah, so, you could. Sam,
if someone's in the greater Sacramento area and they want to talk to you about this and kind of get the ball rolling, see what's out there, see what they, you know, might be able to do, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Call or text, definitely the best way.
What's the number?
530-613-1914.
Okay, 530-613-1914, right?
Yep.
That's 530-613-1914. Talk to Sam Mateer. He'll get you all set up, show you what's out there. We can get you pre-approved, get the numbers all crunched out. And heck yeah, why not consider taking the plunge if you're a first timer into more than just, I want to buy a house. Maybe I want to buy a home, but also start myself on a journey.
Yeah.
To, you know, some real estate wealth, right? By buying these multifamily homes. Yeah, my buddy, he's got like three of them are free and clear. And golly, I don't even know what he's generating off of those things now. But it's just money roll, and it's paying. So that's what he does is, rent, fully rent out the one he was living in and go get another. Right. Mm-hmm. Anything positive that was coming from that one, he would apply to the mortgage to get it to pay off. Right. And then when he repeats, anything positive would go toward the next mortgage. And then, you know, so he continually is just paying down mortgages with other people's money and building equity, right? Building lots of equity. And then he's got this continued revenue stream coming in off of these properties. Everybody's got to live somewhere.
And wonderful tax breaks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we didn't even really dive into that. You mentioned it briefly, but the tax, the tax write-offs with investment properties are ridiculous. They're just ridiculous. Yeah. Save you a ton of money in taxes.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Sam, thanks so much for being here.
It's my pleasure.
All right. Once again, guys, you want to get a hold of Sam, 530-613-1914, 530-613-1914, Sam Mateer. He'll take care of you in the greater Sacramento area. All right. You have a good one, Sam. Have a great Christmas, my friend.
You too, Frank.
All right. And for the rest of you, we'll be back here again soon at the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast, California, the Folsom edition with myself and Sam Mateer. We'll see y'all later. Bye-bye.